You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Jeremy was talking with me and with Emily about something that he's just now discovered. I can't believe you just now heard about this.
I had no idea what this is. My sweet little wife, Nick Nack, came home from work the other day, and she said, hey, this guy at my work, he's raking in an extra $2,000 a month. And I said, whoa, tell me more about this.
Is it multi-level marketing?
How is this? You know, what do we sign up? How do we sign up? And she's like, well, it has to do with this thing called Airbnb. I've never heard of it. It's an app. And apparently, or a website, and you get on, and if you have a spare room in your house, you can rent out that room to anybody that you want, like on a nightly basis. It's basically turning your house into like a little hotel room. So this guy and his wife have a separate, they have two bedrooms at their house. So they're back and forth every night, both of those rooms are rented out, and they're raking in like $2,000 to $3,000 a month extra, okay? I'm not on board with this because
multiple reasons. You won't even let me. I've known you for over 10 years and you've let me be inside your home once in 10 years.
Right. Yeah. And that's part of this is like, whoa, stranger danger. Every night you've got a random person in your house. You have no idea who they are. I mean, this is ripe for crime.
Yeah, but I think it just doesn't happen.
And I don't see why it's not happening more because you go onto this app and if for like $29 for the night, you can just say book now. Poof, boom, you're in. Ding dong, you show up at the house, you go to this room. Who knows who you're getting that's looking over you while you're sleeping at night and could possibly come in your room and stab you and murder you and do away with the body.
Why don't you go online and find the number of times that somebody has been stabbed, murdered through an Airbnb ad?
Not yet. I think it's going to happen because there's like profiles on this too. And there's like a picture. One I saw was like this pretty little 30-something. She's like, hi, I'm new to Denver. I have this extra room. Come on, stop by. I've got a Keurig machine in my room or whatever.
Does she sound like that?
Yeah, and there's a little cute picture of this cute chick. It's like, what a way for pervy dudes to come to your house and watch you shower.
Yeah, but you know, pervy dudes could just go walking down the street and walk into your house and do that kind of stuff.
I know, but this way you're in.
But without leaving a digital trail of who they are.
Yeah, but you can make up the profile. You can make it all up. This is right.
That's a lot of trouble to go through.
One, I don't think I could have people at my house. And two, I don't think I could participate in this just in general. Like the other way around, being in somebody's house.
You know, it actually makes sense for me to do. Because I live by myself, right? And I do have a spare room and its own bathroom that's private on that side
of the
house.
You totally could do it.
I could totally do it. I could rake it in.
Another guy at her work, he converted his garage into like a studio. And he lives in that studio now and rents out the other four bedrooms in his house on a nightly basis.
It's all of his mortgage for him.
Everything. I mean, in a way, it's kind of brilliant.
What's the difference in your mind between that and just doing like, it's almost like a bed and breakfast, except you don't have to make the people breakfast.
Right, but I feel like there's rules and like the BBB involved with the bed and breakfast. And the bed and breakfast is just basically a hotel.
You live a life of fear, though.
A little bit. This is any random stranger booking a room in your house for the night. You have no idea who they are and what they're doing.
Okay.
They could be running from the man.
Take all your concern and now put that aside for a second and think about Nicole's coworker, $2,000 a month.
There is
He's making $24,000 a year
just
while
extra.
You're sitting there Fun in your
money.
House in Littleton,
all clutching my blanket,
curled up into the fetal position, worried that somebody might walk by your house.
Yeah, it's freaking me out. And one of the marketing things that has worked really well for him is he says he has a 420 patio. Basically, it's his back patio, but he says they are pot free. So they're getting every hobo and drifter coming through town because they're potheads and they're booking these rooms because they can go and smoke weed on his back patio and not be in public. A 420 patio.
Seems like he might be up to $4,000 a month before too long.
So I'd be curious if anyone else around town does this, what you're raking in, if you've got problems.
I was going to say, why don't we open up phones?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are familiar with the company called VRBO. It's a vacation rental by owner. And then there's bed and breakfast. There's also this thing called Airbnb, which has been around for a while, but little Jeremy, living in his secluded world in Littleton, just now found out about it, and he's terrified.
I'm against it.
Of the prospect of total strangers coming into your house.
It's ripe for a murder.
Cheryl wrote it. We're going to get to Kathy's call here in 1 second. Cheryl wrote in, and she said, Dom, we rent out a room about 4 times a month. Make about $150 a night. We've never had one problem. In fact, we've stayed in touch with some of the people and have had 2 different people come back more than once. Overall, we make about $7,000 a year, and it pays for all of our own vacations.
That is nice. I'm not going to lie. The money part is very tempting.
Here's
this.
Kathy on the phone. Kathy, thanks for holding.
You're welcome.
So tell me about your experience with this and
see
if we can scare Jeremy some more.
Let's see, I stayed in Montreal at a guy's apartment, my husband and I, but the guy was a traveling salesman or traveling something, and so while he's gone, he rents it out. We stayed in a place in Chicago. My partners who travel more extensively than I have stayed in places in Europe, in South America. And, you know, I'm not surprised that Jeremy is icked out by this because, you know, everything icks out Jeremy.
Right. I mean, this sounds great until you get molested, Kathy. I mean, it's all fun and games.
Let me ask you this, Kathy. Can you tell us how many times you've been molested doing this?
How many times have I been molested?
Doing Airbnb.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Oh, never mind.
Listen,
zero. Okay. Come on, you know the answer.
You are delightful, and I'm so glad you called us. And
thanks
for being on
Jeremy,
this show.
Jeremy, just stay home and be safe.
I am, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. I wonder if it's, you know, I'm more paranoid now if you have kids, too. Like, you bring strangers home and you got kids in the house, and I don't know. Like, I'm looking online at this, and there's some pretty sweet places in Vegas. Like, I'm kind of on board with these guys that aren't there. And you can book their place or their condo, and they're not there. Yeah. I think I get super creeped out if you're booking it with ISIS. You don't know who's in there with you.
Wait a minute. So we've gone from molesters to ISIS.
I mean, they're in 190 countries. You don't know who you're going to get, Dom.
What if the people just hold up their right hand and swear to you that they're not with ISIS?
I am not ISIS.
Nor are they molesters. Would you be okay?
Well, I don't need more. I'm going to need more than that, man.
Mind bender in just a few minutes.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.